Democratic Speaker Mike Sheridan said in a written statement that the assembly must, quote, take a very hard look at Wood's case and determine if he's truly able to serve the people of his district. Sheridan's office spent yesterday talking with Republican Minority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald about a resolution to expel Wood. Fitzgerald issued his own statement calling on Wood to resign. Whitewater Republican Assemblyman Steve Noss is sponsoring the expulsion resolution and continued to call yesterday for lawmakers to act.
I realize some of the members thought that was a bit strong earlier. That was under the fourth driving while intoxicated arrest. Now we're dealing with the fifth. And to the members who believe we should wait even longer, I think they have to answer to their constituents, why do you not want to do anything at all at the present time?
Wood was convicted of drunk driving twice before he was elected. The independent lawmaker from Chippewa Falls was arrested for suspected drunk driving earlier this year, and now twice in the last month for allegedly driving under the influence of prescription medication. He has not been convicted on the last three arrests. Wood is hardly the only lawmaker to be arrested for drunk driving in Wisconsin. Several legislators from both parties have been arrested in the past decade alone, but none as frequently as Representative Wood. It takes a two-thirds vote by the assembly to expel a member. The only time that's ever happened since Wisconsin became a state was 1917, when a socialist senator was expelled for criticizing the president during World War I. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.